It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Farah. You're with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up at Central Time, it's our monthly check of science news with Discover Magazine editor Gemma Tarlak. Today, we'll learn about some groundbreaking new cancer research.
First, we take a look at a new twist in the battle over net neutrality and the future of the Internet. Earlier this year, FCC regulations over net neutrality, basically the idea that all Internet traffic should be treated equally without fast lanes and slow lanes for certain users, were struck down, leading to fears that service providers might start charging more for certain kinds of traffic.
Today, President Obama is weighing in. He's called on the FCC to enforce more robust regulations on net neutrality, and to do so, he'd like to see the agency reclassify broadband in order to regulate it more like a public utility. So what would that look like, and is it something that the FCC would actually sign off on?
Joining us now is Barry Orton, professor of telecommunications at UW-Madison. Barry, welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me.
So the president spoke out today, coming out strongly in favor of net neutrality. What did he say?
He basically said that the net neutrality is basically fundamental to the people's right to know. And he kind of connected it to the First Amendment, which is a good thing. But he's only one voice in this fight, and maybe not the most important voice.
Right. So technically, the president doesn't actually have sway over the FCC.
No.
Given that, though, how important was this statement of his?
Well, he appoints the chair and he appoints all the members, but by law, two of the members have to be one party and three another. But it was interesting, the response from FCC Chairman Tom Wheeler was the following, among other things. He said he agrees that the Internet must remain open. We both oppose Internet fast lanes, etc. But then he said, as an independent regulatory agency, we will incorporate the president's submission into the record of the open Internet proceedings. We welcome comment on it and how it proposes to use Title II of the Communications Act. So, i.e., he's one person who spoke. There's a million people who've spoken so far, and we'll put it into the record. So that's all they did.
So this Title II of the Telecommunications Act, what would that mean using that particular?
That essentially says that the Internet is like the telephone lines, and it becomes a common carrier. And Title II means that it would be essentially regulated as the FCC regulates phone lines, which is how the Internet started in the first place.
All right, so classifying
it's really not that big of a change, but the industries who profit from the Internet, particularly the carriers, Comcast, Time Warner, AT&T, Verizon, are screaming as if this is the worst possible thing that could ever happen. And quite frankly, their voices are quite loud and have quite a bit of impact. I don't know if you've noticed, but Ted Cruz has come out and said, net neutrality is Obamacare for the Internet. The Internet should not operate at the speed of government. So he's already said, and the Republicans are already starting to kind of pile on and say, well, if Obama said it, it's got to be wrong, and so therefore we're against it.
So if this were to happen, if the Internet would be regulated like a public utility, what would broadband Internet look like under this proposal?
It should look very much the same as it looks right now. You pay for Internet service, and then you get as much as you want to watch. And all the stuff comes in equally. Common carrier means that you treat all things that are the same, so you can't speed up Netflix and slow down YouTube. And that's what net neutrality is really all about. It's about competitive advantage for various providers and various carriers.
Now let's take a look at the two sides here. The companies you just mentioned, companies like Verizon and Comcast, and President Obama's concerns, where do they both stand here?
Well, the carriers stand for a much weaker version of net neutrality. It's called Part 706 of the Communications Act, which basically allows the FCC power to do pretty much what it wants to do, but it doesn't have the specific legal authority that Title II does, which is a standard part of the FCC's powers. It's really not challengeable in court. When the AT&T writes a letter and says they don't like Title II, it would change everything, it would negatively impact our infrastructure and our investment, they're complaining an awful lot about something that they've done very well under over the last 20 years. They essentially don't want to have the FCC to have this power over what they see is a tremendous profit center.
And at the core of President Obama's concerns, what is he trying to prevent from happening?
He's trying to prevent fast lanes. He's trying to prevent a internet that really is a tiered structure where those who pay more get more, and those who pay less get something that's lower, essentially. And speed is what the internet's about these days, and a slower internet doesn't work as well. So he's trying to prevent kind of a class structure within the internet.
President Obama has said he also wants mobile broadband included in this.
Right.
So as it stands, how is mobile broadband regulated differently than traditional broadband?
At the moment, mobile broadband isn't regulated very heavily. And so the regulation basically is structured on who uses the airwaves, the ability to use certain frequencies. And it doesn't go anywhere beyond that. The fear by the companies who provide it is that they would have a government agency that's going to really kind of dictate to them the terms and conditions under which they offer their services. And that's, in fact, what common carriage is about, is that the government says these things have to be equal. There can't be these kinds of differential structures. As to what's going to happen, we have to remember that the chairman of the FCC made his fortune in the telecom industry, and before that, he was the chief lobbyist first for the cable industry and then for the wireless industry. I think when push comes to shove, you're going to find that the industry voices who have spent an awful lot of money over the last number of years supporting campaigns for Congress will be listened to the strongest. I suspect we'll have some kind of a Band-Aid system, which is kind of a blended system where some will be regulated and some won't. But I think the industry voices, which the Republican Party is starting to listen to very strongly, will have great sway here.
And we just heard in the NPR newscast that stocks for iCarriers of broadband, places like Charter, Time Warner, are down 4%. Does that lend credence to either side of this argument?
It lends credence to the idea that the marketplace understands that these guys have had a really great monopoly, more or less, and have a really tremendous business. And here, the threat that we might have a more robust net neutrality kind of takes some of the glow off that business, but it's only 3 to 5%. They're still tremendous businesses, no matter how much they're regulated. And so I think that's probably a correct adjustment in terms of the odds of what will happen here. But quite frankly, even if the FCC agrees with the president and goes full bore for net neutrality, the industry has two very good roads to go after that. One is they can sue, and they can go back into the courts, and they've done that successfully over the many years. And two, they'll go right to Congress and get a new law passed that gives them the upper hand. And I suspect that's what's going to happen.
Now, you mentioned the increasing politicization of this, and the Republicans, you say, increasingly listening to some of these broadband carriers, President Obama weighing in. So is this essentially going to be, a showdown for Democrats and Republicans?
I don't think so. I suspect that when and if the FCC decides to go with a robust model of common carriage, both parties will find that their campaign contributors will lean towards less regulation, and the Congress can very simply pass a new law that says these guys aren't regulatable. And I think in this case, the large contributions that the industries have been making to both parties will pay off for them in many fold.
Barry, thank you so much for joining us.
Okay, thank you for having me.
That was Barry Orton, professor of telecommunications at UW-Madison. He joined us to talk about President Obama's recent proposal to protect net neutrality.